Chapter 22. Perfect Love Overcomes Fear. In this chapter, you will learn God's primary instruction to you regarding overcoming fear. Once we have studied this very important verse of Scripture, we will then study three additional passages of Scripture that will explain exactly what God wants you to do to carry out this specific instruction. This one instruction is so important that we will devote four chapters so that you will learn exactly what to do to carry out the following truth from God. Quote, "There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment, and so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection." Unquote. 1 John 4, verse 18, Amplified. This verse of Scripture tells you that perfect love is required to cast fear out of your life. The first six words of this verse, "There is no fear in love," explain that love is the key to overcoming fear in your life. The words, "dread does not exist," and the amplification are very important. You will not dread anything that could happen to you if you learn what perfect love is, and if you faithfully obey God's specific instructions for perfect love to be developed in your life. You will not be afraid of anyone or anything if you learn how to grow and mature in perfect love. Perfect love is much greater and much more powerful than any problem that will ever tempt you to be afraid. We believe that difficult times are coming upon the world. Jesus said that fear will run rampant throughout the earth as the day of his return draws closer. See Luke 21, verse 26. We believe that Christians everywhere must understand this verse of Scripture. If you learn and faithfully obey God's instructions pertaining to perfect love, you will not be afraid, regardless of the circumstances you face. The amplification of the last sentence of 1 John 4:18 says that, if you are afraid, you have not grown and matured into perfect love. This verse does not say that there is no fear in faith or that perfect faith casts out fear. You are not made perfect in faith. Faith itself cannot overcome fear. You must understand the vital importance of perfect love so that you can be completely set free from fear. We now are ready to study three passages of Scripture that tell you exactly what your Father instructs you to do to live in perfect love. Once we have discussed the Scripture, we will then devote one subsequent chapter to each of these three passages of Scripture. You will be able to see for yourself exactly what your Father instructs you to do to be set free from fear. Quote, "God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. In this union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us." Unquote. 1 John 4, verses 16 and 17, Amplified. The first three words of this passage of Scripture are very important. God is love. This passage does not say that God has love. God and love are one and the same. The words God and love are interchangeable. You then are instructed to dwell and continue in love. If you dwell and continue in love, you dwell and continue in God. Every aspect of your life revolves around God. The amplification says that your union and communion with God is the key to perfect love. If you have a very close and intimate relationship with God, His love will be perfected in you. You will not be afraid of anything. If you are interested in specific scriptural instructions on how to develop an intimate relationship with God, we refer you to our book, A Close and Intimate Relationship with God. This book is solidly anchored upon almost 500 verses of scripture with a simple and easy to understand explanation of each. This book and all of our books contain a study guide for personal or group Bible study. See also our book, God's Incredible Love for You, for a journey in learning about receiving God's amazing love for you. Becoming immersed in God's love is a glorious adventure. More and more, you become filled with the overflowing love of God. Soon, you dwell in love. Fear will not be able to obtain a foothold in your life regardless of the circumstances you face. Fear can only get into your mind and your heart to the degree that you are separated from God. God is love. Satan is fear. Love and fear are like oil and water. They do not mix. The more you have of one, the less you have of the other. We now are ready to look again at a verse of Scripture that we studied in chapter 2. We will look at the following verse specifically regarding perfect love and casting fear out of your life. Quote, "The whole world around us is under the power of the evil one." Unquote. 1 John 5, verse 19, Amplified. We thoroughly discuss Satan and his influence on the world in chapters 2 and 3. There is no question that Satan and his demons have increased their degree of influence upon the world in recent years. Unbelievers and some Christians are directly under the influence of Satan and his demons. Satan's demons will do everything they can to influence you to be afraid. You must not give in to their deception. Perfect love is the key to casting out all fear of your life, regardless of the seemingly severity of any adversity you face. Satan does not want you to have a close and intimate relationship with God. Satan knows that an intimate relationship with God leads to perfect love, which will block his demons from influencing you to be afraid when you face severe adversity. Satan's demons will try to influence you to be so busy with other goals that you believe you cannot find time to be alone with God to study and meditate on Scripture regarding a close and intimate relationship with Him. If you put God first and keep Him first as He instructed you to do, see Matthew 6, verse 33, you will continually draw closer to God. God's love will be perfected in you, and fear will not be able to obtain a foothold in your life. In chapters 12 through 14, we shared several verses of Scripture that assure you that God lives in your heart and that He is with you always. Fear will not be able to get into your life if every aspect of your life revolves around your relationship with God who lives in your heart. Think of the most loving person you have ever known. Think about the degree of fear that you have seen in this person's life. There is no question that there is a direct relationship between the degree of fear in people's lives and their awareness of God's love for them, their love for God, and their love for other people. The following passage of Scripture gives you the second instruction from God that explains how His love will be perfected in you. Quote, "Beloved, if God loved us so very much, we also ought to love one another. No man has at any time yet seen God, but if we love one another, God abides, lives, and remains in us, and His love, that love which is essentially His, is brought to completion, to its full maturity, runs its full course, is perfected in us." Unquote. 1 John 4, verse 11 and 12, Amplified. This passage of Scripture says that if you consistently love other people, God will abide in you, and His love will be completed and perfected in your life. You have seen that perfect love comes from abiding in God and centering every aspect of your life around Him. You now see that perfect love also will be manifested in your life to the degree that you reach out to other people with unconditional love, which we will explain in detail in chapter 24. Your Father is very specific in His instructions about love being perfected in you. Now that you have read the first two instructions from God about His love being perfected in you, we are ready to study the third instruction. Quote, "He who keeps, treasures His word, who bears in mind His precepts, who observes His message in its entirety, truly in Him has the love of and for God been perfected, completed, reached maturity." Unquote. 1 John 2, verse 5, Amplified. The Word of God is a spiritual treasure. Your Father has given you this supernatural treasure so that you can learn to live the way He instructs you to live. Is God's Word a treasure in your life? Do you do everything you can to consistently study and meditate on God's Word to learn how your Father wants you to live? Do you do your very best to obey these specific instructions? The words, "observes His message in its entirety," in the amplification of this verse, explain the importance of learning the message of the entire Bible. The more of God's Word that you know and obey, the more the love of and for God will be perfected in your life. Disobedience to these instructions enables Satan's demons to harass you and pull you toward destructive choices. Your knowledge of God's instructions and your obedience to these instructions will enable you to walk in the victory that Jesus Christ has won over Satan. Manifestation of this victory will be automatic for all Christians after they die and go to heaven. However, manifestation of this victory is not automatic in your life here on earth. You must learn what God's Word has instructed you to do to walk in this victory all the time. To overcome fear, you must learn exactly what your Father has instructed you to do to walk in perfect love. In this chapter, you have learned that love is perfected in you as you dwell in God and take upon yourself His love. You will automatically love other people more unconditionally because of God's love flowing through you. You will grow in love by living in God's Word. Now that we have established the three instructions that your Father has given to you so that His love will be perfected in your life, we are ready to open His Word to study in detail how these three instructions can and will be manifested in your life. Each of the next three chapters will deal with one of these passages of Scripture to explain how God's love can be perfected in your life.